The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Gymnasium Form Center, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Chris Seaside Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
To sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. You've got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, August 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, along with Mary Jane, in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly will be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. It is the Wednesday edition. MJ, was good?
It's all good.
I'm telling you, it's even better you here now. And we've got lots to talk about, man. Lots and lots to talk about. You're looking at dailies, there's lots to talk about. You listen to the news, lots to talk about. Check out social media, there's lots to talk about. And we will. That's why we're Talking Heads. And if you want to chime in, if you want to be a Talking Head, here's how.
Here's how you can become a Talking Head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969, and of course, stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for Fresh News, Smart Dog, all day, right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Boy, I tell you, MJ, lots to talk about. I'm looking at I can't wait to get to the headlines because, you know, when I saw it, you know where my mind went.
Which one? Which headline are you talking about?
Before we talk about it, let's get to the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And be sure to check out Fine Threads, both locations, Talbot Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. New arrivals in stock right now. Casual, formal, they got great deals on suits, blazers, linen suits as well. All the accessories for you, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. Well, the first one that jumped out today, to me, and blazed up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison, 1844. Pintard, a water boy for the Grand Bahama Port Authority. PM says F&M leader should say if port donated to his campaign.
That's interesting. I've noticed that. I mean, I know, you know, everything is not perfect right now in the country. We have a lot of problems that we're dealing with. A lot of good things are happening as well. But I gotta tell you, the level of discourse right now in you know, in politics is not where, you know, I would want it to be personally. And I know that there are probably a lot of Bahamians that have so much, you know, on their plates, so many other issues that we're dealing with. To see this level of discourse right now is not, you know, doesn't put them in the best light.
No, I know. Blinds already blowing up. We get to you in 1 second. I want to go out there and say, listen, Mr. Davis, you all right with me? Well, I wonder if you used the right analogy in this, because are you familiar with The Water Boy?
Oh, you mean the movie?
Do you know who the Water Boy is? Do you know what The Water Boy does?
True. Well,
you playing around with The Water Boy, you don't get Bobby Boucher at the polls. I'm just saying.
And for those of you that don't know what Naughty's talking about, there is a movie
favorite comedians ever.
Such a talented guy. He's
very
so talented. And he played this character called The Water Boy.
And I'm glad you found, on a side note, I am glad you found that. that episode with him and Joe Rogan on Joe Rogan's podcast. That was a joy to listen to. I really appreciate you peeping me to that.
I don't listen to Joe all the time. I
like Joe. Joe's cool.
Some of his stuff is just like too wacky. But every now and again, he has a really interesting guest. And I find Adam Sandler, you know, he was a recent guest. He's so, so interesting. So, yeah, ironic that we're talking about water boys and what water girls today.
Yeah. And now today, like I'm saying, I look at it and I just say, oh, the irony. Oh, the irony. Because, you know, my mind ran on the Waterboy. Comedic brilliance with Adam Sandler. And I was like, man, I you don't get Bobby Boucher at the post. Then I started thinking more with my comedian hat on. And I really let it sink in. I'm like, the irony. The irony. That the PM says the FNM leader should say if the poor donated to his campaign. He should, like, say it. And I'm saying, well, we, Joe Public, would like you to tell us about several other things, too. We still waiting to find out about Bermuda Gate. We still trying to find, I mean, come on. We still got some SBF questions. We still have some, come on. The irony. Oh, the irony.
Selective transparency.
Is it more of the good for me but not for thee that we see with this administration whenever they seem to be the government of the day?
I mean, I think all administrations have... If the conversation is about campaign finance reform, which in a weird way, it doesn't seem like that's even what's being advocated for here, some sort of hybrid version wherein if they ask you, then you disclose if the public has an interest. Well, guess what? We're always interested to hear. Now, is it practical in a country of this size and for certain other reasons? I mean, there's some pros and cons about the way we pay in finance reform as well as disclosures, because we're a smaller population. You know, you do have to take certain things into consideration. But that's not even what the conversation seems to be centered on. It's just a little bit of mudslinging about, you know, who does carrying water for whom and who should disclose and who doesn't have to. So, yeah, a little bit of a feeling some little hypocrisy vibes there, but we'll get more into that
on the flip side of the break when we get into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Other headlines: PM meets with prospective buyer for the Grand Lucayan. Prime Minister Philip Davis met yesterday with a prospective buyer for the Grand Lucayan Resort while he was in Grand Bahama. I'm here today to again fighting for Grand Bahamians, trying to ensure that I unlock the potential of the Grand Lucaya properties and the associated golf courses. Davis told the media, though he did not reveal who the prospective buyer is.
I heard that.
Well, first of all, thank you, Mr. PM, because 8 weeks ago, you told us in 3 weeks we'd have an announcement. It's been 5 weeks since the three-week deadline. So thank you. After 8 weeks, you let us know we have a prospective buyer. But who is it? I got to play out. Who?
And it sounds like if this thing happens for the numbers that are being thrown out there, it's going to be a pretty big deal, right? But I got to tell you, a lot of Grand Bahamians that I've spoken to, a lot of my friends are very skeptical, but hopeful, if you know what I mean.
A very cagey, sage, veteran politico saw me at the gas station this morning. And he said, Naughty, read the article in The Guardian and notice the words of the Prime Minister. And I'm looking at it now, they're jumping out. I'm here today, fighting for Grand Bahamians, trying to ensure that I unlock the potential of the Grand Lucayan properties and the associated golf courses. And they asked me, when you read it, do you think it's a slight at Mr. Cooper? Like, we've given you this ball to run. Now I can run the ball. You was playing quarterback on this. Go to the bench, Earl Morrow, because here come Bob Greasy back in the game.
I can see people making a bit of fodder over that.
And I'm just
seeing
the I'm and the I stressing right
but
there.
But what politician doesn't want to take credit, right? Like, if this thing is ultimately done, you think the Prime Minister isn't going to tout how he finally got this deal done?
Well, he just jetted over real quick.
Any politician worth their salt, if they could pull this off, it'll be a lot of eyes because they will want to take that credit, you know, for finally getting something done with that property down there in Freeport.
Carter, I'll see you. We'll be to you in 1 second. Minister puts forth approach to new anti-gang law. Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe said yesterday that gangs and gang activity are still the driving force behind many of the country's murders. No duh. There have been 83 murders, well, not 84, because one occurred this afternoon.
I heard.
In the Carmichael area. And while 7 people have been murdered this month. Okay, so what's the new approach? Let me turn the page and get there. Okay, here it is. Murders are still driven by 3 major factors, either gang and gang activity related retaliation, what you would call lack of self-control homicides. So it's not as if you and I have any sort of personal relations, but I go to a club and get into an argument with you and a shooting and a killing happens over that. And domestic related homicides where the motive for the murder is driven by domestic relationships between either victim or perpetrator and some other party. The motivations haven't changed. And as we say, the challenge still is to affect the minds of the people who are committing the offenses. Do I get more pontification?
Yeah, I think you've diagnosed the problem. We just need some solutions now. We need the cure.
But we've heard this before. This is like, okay, we're saying what the problem is. Okay, well, fix it. If they tell you, look, man, we know what the problem is, no, you're bleeding. Guess what? Then fix it. Don't tell me I'm still bleeding from a hole in my stomach. Tell me you don't patch me like a tire. Let's go. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, my main man, Naughty, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Man, I had no choice but to call you today.
Listen, do me a favor, bro. I appreciate it, and I appreciate the call, but do me a favor. Retire that horrible attempt at Cuban Willie or Speedy Gonzalez or whatever you're trying to do. Just keep it real and talk to me like who you are. What you got for me today?
Okay, I feel like the Prime Minister is
much better, thank you.
Dubla oblongata. Got to be, Naughty, talking out of his dubla oblongata. But beyond that, Naughty, I use that Spanish voice because I wanted to use the Spanish word of the week, mushroom. I don't think that the Prime Minister has mushroom to be talking about it because with the FTX, with the Bermuda Gate, he don't have mushroom to talk about transparency.
All right, you're a fan of Cuban, really. I give you props on that. When I see what you did there, you used the Spanglish word of the week brought to you by KFC. I'm mad at you. Go ahead.
Thank you. The Prime Minister don't have mushroom, Naughty.
Mushroom for anything. I feel you. I mean, at least that's what the word is on the street. But like I'm saying, there's an old saying about people in glass houses, you know? You shouldn't really throw stones. But good stuff right there. And keep working on that impersonation of Cuban, really. I can let him know you're a fan. But that's the truth, though. A lot of people still seem like, well, you shouldn't really.
Right.
Really, you know, go on about it. Because, like you say, the glass house effect, like Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off, polish on, and polish off. You're cleaning the glass because you're in a glass house. And this, again, another statement from Sunshine Holdings Limited Chairman Sir Franklin Wilson. Commented earlier on the banking, now on land reform. And again, I love to hear.
Well, he's a businessman.
I love to hear from veterans such as him. And maybe, you know, the state of BPL and stuff like that. And maybe, you know, solar or maybe LNG. I'd like to hear with the same interest that he has on land reform and banking. I want to know his insight on power provision and fossil fuels and maybe going green. I mean, because he's veteran, sage, cagey. I like people like him. You can learn from them. Good having boiled fish with a man like him. You learn plenty.
I'm sure.
And next time you have boiled fish, Mr. Milton, I will take an invite. I don't mind.
He is very knowledgeable, and you're right. You know,
he's sharp on many things.
You know, I always enjoy the conversation and all of these business titans that have been so successful. They do have insight to impart on us. But this part, this land reform, is something else. The conversation I was more interested in with him and. I guess Dr. Dwayne Sands, the chairman of the Free National Movement, kind of responded to some comments he had because he said that Mr. Wilson did said that Mr. Pintard was talking nonsense. Now, that conversation about bank fees and banking reform, that doesn't need any more of the ad hominem attacks. You know, I was happy to see Mr. Gowan Bo reiterate the need to have like a civil conversation and to discuss these things in an open and transparent manner. So I want that to happen. All of this mudslinging, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what these fellas drinking or eating, but they need to chill for a minute because we got too much stress to be, you know, just paying attention to their back and forth. We need solutions, not more of this arguing.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Sparky, what's going on? He's about to go to the break, man, but I figured it was you, so make it
you
quick.
Want me to call you back, buddy?
No, make it quick. Let's go. We got you. What you got for us?
You always make it quick.
You can never make it quick, man. I shall make it quick, trainer boy. Let's go. What you got?
I got something that maybe you could do after the break, though.
All right, go get to this other call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Hey.
I want to say something about that, that water boy thing. You remember when Tinlet called Ingram delivery boy? They watched that water boy and that...
I think Mr. Pinner was a little more candid too when he described Mr. Ingram as the water boy. But yeah, I get your point.
He called me.
I mean, the delivery Ingram, boy. Yeah, the delivery boy. Correct.
And now he called the water boy. Go watch that water boy thing. He may come and say, I got to the water for the people.
Exactly. Just like, you know, Mr. Ingram delivered, eh? I think the last time he was called delivery boy delivered,
Mr.
right?
Mr. Ingram won that election in 1992 as delivery boy.
Correct. And the irony that you know, so ironic that you brought up the water boy as we go to the break, man. I was just about to say, and I appreciate your sentiment because we're on the same page here. I want to warn Mr. Davis, go watch the movie Waterboy with Bobby Boucher. It's the story of the picked on underdog who got no credit until he came across the line and broke up your quarterback. That's the same way you're doing, Mr. Pintard. Careful, y'all don't get Bobby Boucher at the polls. And if you don't know who Bobby Boucher is, let me introduce him to you. Played by Adam Sandler. You don't get Boucher.
Hey, Waterboy! Is your girlfriend gonna save you again?
No, sir. I'm gonna take matters into my own hands. You'll see.
Bring her to the hole!
Wow! Wow! He sound like a big choo-choo train. Powerbomb. Compliments of Captain Insano.
Courtesy of Captain Insano. We'll see you after the break.
Give the thanks and praises. I've been on my own,
Splash into summer with CIBC Caribbean. Experience a summer wave like never before when you spend with your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card. Lucky winners will receive prizes including a private boat charter, hotel day passes, staycations, dinners, and more. Each time you spend $200 or more, you'll automatically be entered for your chance to win. Apply today for your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card. Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.cibcfcib.com/splashintosummerBAH. Promotion ends September 7th, 2024.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Imagine getting full flavor without your wallet judging you. We're taking a crunchier level with our new KFC snack box, packed with one piece of juicy fried chicken, crispy fries, and a buttery biscuit, all for just $5.35. Take a break and snack responsibly with a delicious, affordable KFC snack box. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp High to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, August 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane and your company right up until 6 p.m. Caller, I see you. We'll get to you, you know, on the flip side. It's probably Sparky, so let's get to Sparky and then we'll get into this. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
What are you saying? You know the flyover fellow, right?
Hey, what's going on, flyaway, flyover? What's going on? What's happening?
Yeah, Yvonne, you're picking on the schoolmate talking with Waterboy, but we get trained growing up playing mini basketball from John Todd, Asimov, you know what I mean? Even Miles Dora. So Michael ain't known him but being a water boy. We know but being playing guard position.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you like say he was never no water boy. He was always a player, always a starter.
Yeah.
In the words of Dick Vitale, he was a prime time player, baby.
Hey, Naughty. Hello.
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead, bro.
Nah, you know, well, what kind of player he is for David Pike? Because he's been around a little while, right? In this country.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And my mommy should have been alive because her birthday would have been today. She and my daughter birthday today. My nephew gone. And his wife should be having one baby today, too.
No, tell her hold on till Saturday so they can share the baby. Tell her hold on till Saturday.
No, man.
Tell the 31st so they could be born on the same day as me.
No, she gone in yesterday. He took in yesterday. The house is action today. You know what I mean?
I tried. They could have been on the same day as Uncle Naughty, but it's all good. It's all good. I understand.
I should have been here to let him know, leave Michael alone. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, but him playing sports. I like to know what kind of sports he used to play. He ran here, jump at the conclusion, running him out, and throwing jazz.
Let me go on record. You might get a little upset with me, but the PM was quite a baseball player back in the day.
Yeah, but David Pike done being around. What role he playing? What kind?
Shortstop, backstop, first base. I know.
And the caller before that, who spoke about Finland calling Ingram delivery boy. You gotta watch that saying. You know.
Yeah, because Ingram delivered. And if you watch the movie Waterboy, which I'm sure you have, you know Bobby Boucher carry on.
You know what I mean? Later.
My name is Bobby Boucher.
So talented.
You know we'll be watching Out the Jokers tonight, right?
I guess we're watching the Waterboy.
Skippy.
God, you have to say that word.
Right in time for football season. Great way to get into the football vibe. But no, let's get into this. And listen, there's other things I want to talk about. Texas, I see you. I will get to that. We still have to talk about this situation unfolding with the former, you know, head of Clifton and that whole murder conspiracy that's playing out as well. You know, a lot of people still want to offer commentary on that. So Texas will get to that in short order. But right now, I do want to continue talking about this Waterboy reference and the fact that, you know,
the other layer of the conversation that's happening has to do with the media aspect of it, because reading this article, I see Mr. Pintard offered some criticisms about the media, about he said that a meme got elevated, I want to get his words right, a meme got elevated to an allegation. And I'm not sure. I will be honest with you, because the sequence of events in my mind, and I'm, you know, correct me if I'm wrong on how this went down, but I know that Mr. Pintard was a guest on a radio show hosted by your
Mr. Darren Cooper,
regular contributor
on
to Talking Heads, right, Mr. Darren Cooper.
And I'm still wishing him and his family well with that situation he had to deal with, because he speaks truth to power and voices the needs of Grand Bahamians.
It's a lot, but I know that he was a guest on that show. And I heard Mr. Pintard himself speak on this situation. So what came first? Did the question to the prime minister come first from the reporter at ZNS? Or did Mr. Pintard offer commentary on that show? And then later on, the reporter asked Mr. Davis about it. I think that's important, because I do hear some criticisms of the media, and they may be well and justified, but I think context is important. So for those of you that didn't get a chance to listen to that show, I think we have a little bit of it. Here's Mr. Pintard talking about, you know, this allegation. I think he said it stemmed from a provocateur online.
Yeah,
a troll. Yeah, a political operative online.
You have a band of political operatives who do
paid
very
by the government.
Paid by the government.
But are they attempting
to massacre the reputation of others. So, for example, the FNM is getting, they contend that we are getting this millions of dollars from the Grand Bahama Port Authority.
$5 million, yeah.
But I'm saying Grand Bahama Port Authority, from what I know, they sound like they're struggling. Right? So the PLP is the largest single sourcing administration under Davis in the history of the Bahamas. So they will talk, but selling. They are big time sellers.
Yeah.
Because what they're doing is entering into a narrow relationship with companies, and they ain't doing that just for the good of the Bahamian people. They have to explain to us what is motivating you circumventing consistently competitive bidding to give to A, B, C, or D. I tell donors all the time, and I will say this loud, please, I say this loud. You can make a contribution to the Free National Movement. You may well help me in Marco City. But what you are unable to do is to buy my silence or have me detach and sell to you the testicles. No, that don't change. None of them change. I don't, and we don't, as an organization, roll that way. So this, the talks that they are running up, I'm saying to them, we know how you operate, but don't presume that we are like you. We're not like them.
I must be like the Kendrick Lamar song needs to play after that, right? They not
listen,
like us.
They not like
right,
us.
So I'm wondering if that happened first, and then there was some reporting on it, and then, you know, the question. I think it's important to correct on this, because it would be, you know, it would be less than desirable to have any, you know, just accusation thrown out there.
And not and have then, a timeline and not have a reference
and
point.
And then, you know, it. I didn't even,
for contact.
You know, I. And then you go and ask the prime minister this question. I get what they're suggesting, which is that it was just like a setup question. I feel like that's what the suggestion is. Like the question was just one big setup. And in a way, it may be a distraction. Because to me, this whole conversation isn't even about campaign finance reform.
That's what
it's
a lot of
just
Texans
about
are saying,
slinging
that this is
a little bit of mud.
Yeah, mud slinging as a distraction, smoke and mirrors from other pertinent issues that we need to talk about in the country. The status of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the status on the conspiracy to commit murder that's going around with all the sordid videos hitting social media today, even more so. The situation with the banks, that we don't want to get a lose sight on that either. You know,
no.
BPL is another hot button issue that people are talking about. And a lot of these things are getting pushed to the side, for lack of a better word, for this, for slapping up, which we love as Bahamians so much and get distracted by slapping up.
But let me tell you, reading this article today in one of the dailies, something else stood out to me.
Because call us, we see you, we coming to you right now.
Something that the prime minister said I found very, very interesting. The prime minister, you know, he said, quote, "We don't have any campaign finance rules in the Bahamas. People could give their contribution to whichever party they wish. That's their free will." But
when all y'all had opportunity to change it.
But if it comes to the light and Bahamian people like to know, I think it's only right for them to deny or confirm whether they have it. End quote. I just wanted to, you know, get his quote
but
without
Mr. Prime Minister,
the quote.
On your quote, you feel so strongly about you knowing and us knowing and the people knowing. What happened to the Freedom of Information Act?
Vote for campaign finance reform.
No.
This is not a full-throated push for, you know, just open transparency.
Because what happened to all the previous prime ministers, Minnis, Christie, and Ingram, who could have done something about it, that didn't do it? Why isn't this your legacy to make a change?
There's a qualifier in here. It says, but if it comes to the light and the Bahamian people like to know, I think it's only right for them to deny or confirm whether they have it. Now, this is where I say that this is a lot of political theater and posturing, because ironically enough, and I've listened to some of the shows today, and the callers are rightfully pointing out that there have been questions in the past. There have been questions about certain people and their contributions. The number 5 million seems to be a very popular number.
The tax is just coming in.
I guess that's the going rate, that the 5 million. ironically enough, in December of, because I wanted, I sort of remembered this thing happened before. In December of 2020, the prime minister, who at the time was the leader of the opposition.
The irony.
The leader of the opposition was asked a question, not by Joe Blow off the street, mind you. He was asked by a reporter specifically about Mr. Peter Nygaard. $5 million contribution to the Progressive Little Party that was being reported.
Who was the water boy for Peter Nygaard? Question mark.
Asked whether or not, you know, the Progressive Liberal Party, you know, regretted that association. And that was the opportunity for the prime minister then to do what he says, because it had come to the light then.
Correct.
To let the Bahamian people know, because according to him, it's only right.
Right. Especially if they want to know.
Do you think that the prime minister answered that question back then? He actually didn't. This is what he had to say when he was asked by a reporter about the $5 million and Mr. Nygaard.
In 2020.
Mr. Nygaard arrived once or twice for having given the POC $5 million. As the leader of the POC, do you have any regret concerning
the party's relationship with Mr. Nygaard or its decision to accept money from him?
Peter,
what's his name? Yeah. My position in respect to what I heard or not heard about him is that we need to, I'm more concerned about what this election is going to be about. Right? I'm not concerned about a foreign action that has been brought up against a foreign person who may have had an interest in the Bahamas. I'm concerned about the livelihood of our Bahamians. I'm about the future of our Bahamians. And that is what I will be about. I'm not going to be involved in a lie that's going to be spun by the FNM and their surrogates. I will not stand idly by and allow the PLP to be scandalized. I will be responding to them when appropriate, but I will not be dealing with that subject matter to be distracted from what is needed in this country.
So he's asked about the $5 million. And according to his ethos now, you know, if you're asked, then you should confirm or deny. Did you hear a confirmation or a denial on that? Or did you hear, I don't want to be talking about this right now.
What's his name?
Right.
Peter who?
Right. So that, you know, just further confirms to me that this is all political posturing right now. They want to do nothing about campaign, nothing serious
and
at the moment.
It tells me that, again, is another glaring example of this administration being allergic to transparency and accountability. Let's go to the phone lines. They're loaded. Talking heads.
A pleasant good afternoon once again.
Hey, what's happening, Sparky? You're after the break, and I still got to tell you, hustle up, because the line's full. What you got for me?
And then you can tell me your name now when you go into the
Or
break.
I can just cut you white and fine right now for being cheeky and annoying me and keep it moving. What you got?
I was trying to tell you, based on what we talked about yesterday, about if you see the king without clothes, try to help you put on some clothes. I'm telling the truth. Right? Today I got a call from a friend of mine who was an ex-politician and a minister in the PLP party. And he was talking to me and asking me questions. I said, Chief, you've been in the House. I never been in the House. I never was a politician. And he was also a minister. This person was also a minister. And he was telling me the ins and outs about politics. And he was telling me how the New Day politics and these new politicians, he can't understand himself if the prime minister is running the party or the chairman. Now, this is a PLP person now, who still, I believe, is stalwart, councillor, ex-MP, all that kind of stuff, is confused with what he sees going on in politics in general in our country with the FNM and the PLP, because it seems as if the new rookie politicians, when they go in there, I don't know if they think they're more educated than the older politicians, But there's Mr. Know-It-All or Mistress Know-It-All. And they're doing anything they want to do, depending on whether the people want it done or the Prime Minister wants
it
done.
Yeah, but Sparky, we talk about this every day. That point is abundantly clear. So, I mean, get to your point, please. I'm not trying to be difficult, but the phone's full and I got to get to these other callers.
Well, we talk about it every day. I wonder why nothing has been done. What else should we talk about?
Because we continue to elect the same individuals to perpetrate the same instances over and over again. And you know why? We give them a blight. We give them a blight because they're our friends. And they're our homeboys. And they come drink a couple of brown bottles with us on the weekend when they're not in Parliament. But when they go back to Parliament, they forget what they hear from us and do what they need to do. And we sit right there and say nothing and continue to allow wrong to be wrong without bringing it up and challenging them to do what they're elected to do. We are part of the problem. That's why it keeps happening. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man? MJ, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah. Good research. Good work, MJ. But we didn't know he's a flip-flop, man. Because when they asked him with the 490 murders in 5 years sign, he flip-flop on that too, earlier this year when they asked him on that. So we didn't know he's a flip-flop, man. And the same thing with the tax collection, with the Nazi-type people come in, and what he's saying, but that, and then he authorized the same thing under his watch. But then they right, though. Pintad is the water boy. Yeah, right. Pintad is because Pintad got to fix the water in Elutra, Harbor Island, Andres, Exuma. That water man would keep bursting out there by Popeyes out there on E Street. Well, Pintad got to fix all of that when he come in. So they right, he is the water boy. And Naughty, why they at it? Why they will know how much the Grand Bahama Port Authority give Pintad this campaign, or even though high-ranking officials in the Port Authority say they butter their bread on both sides, they give money to the PLP, and they will know how much FTX give the PLP, our enormous FML group of companies give the PLP, our enormous Sunshine group of companies give the PLP.
I see where you're going with this. You got to go. You made your point, Mark.
I agree with a lot of what he said. I mean, I wouldn't use the word Nazi.
Talk to you in the 5 o'clock hour.
Strong words there. Strong-handed. Yeah. Tactics in some way, but Nazis is a strong word. But Muff other than that, I think he making a lot of sense. You know,
I think Muff was referring to how the the business taxes were collected. You know, the time is
you mean by
the enforcement unit, but the Gestapo-ish. But
well,
anyhow,
there you go, making it worse. Go on,
Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. Hey, MJ.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
This is one time we could use two words that normally we don't use in one sentence, but we could use both of them. Irony. And hypocrisy, you know. And my good cousin Muff, he's absolutely correct on his statement. These parties have been doing so many things, thinking that they were doing it under the disguise of darkness. But there are many persons out here who have been seeing the light for quite some time, been addressing these things for quite some time. But these entities, these personalities in these parties who are a part of the issues that we have going on in this country, they continue to point fingers at each other, and yet we get nothing done in this country. I mean, when are we going to have justice served on behalf of the Bahamian people? When some of these politicians before the courts? Because there's too many things, man, too many things that we see going on. But yet they want us to act like sheep with our heads buried in the sand. We can see what's going on. We calling them out. But what they decide to do is either victimize or try to intimidate you to silence. They have to understand that this is a different time. The Bahamian people, many of us, are not going to stand for it. The same level of justice that they put on the average lowly man, we want to see the same justice be brought upon those who hold high office. And it's about time. Once that happens, I believe that our country can then begin to turn around to show that justice for one is justice for all, and justice is fair across the board for everyone, not just for those who cannot afford to pay lawyers and stuff to get them off their cases. But thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jeff. I agree.
Excellent show today.
I agree. And by the way, because there's one person that whenever someone says something that's a bit hyperbolic, they just text me, oh, my God, you can't let them say that nothing is going. It's hyperbole. It's just to express the thought that they feel like a lot more things could be getting done that aren't getting done. We have another caller.
Talking Heads.
Hey, you Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, MJ.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Listen, naughty question. The gentleman who was called the director guy with the government car, I didn't see nobody talking about the fact that he had other persons driving this car that was given to him.
Now, listen, this before you get into it, I know that a lot of that's been circulating on social media. And it's out there, but obviously now this is sub judice that go into court on this. So we got to actually put the actual factual out there. And that could actually be used as evidence. So we really can't talk about it, so to speak, in depth. But I know there, what you're getting at, that there were a lot of extenuating circumstances that have been floating around.
I'm not just talking about him, you know. I'm talking about other persons because I personally saw someone child registered government vehicle also.
Oh, well, if you're talking about that from time immemorial, government cars should have been in on the weekend by 5 p.m. on Friday. And we see it all over the place, all over, and including in handicapped or disabled parking when they don't have no stickers.
It's true, but I think now we need to bring an awareness to persons who is not supposed to be driving these cars.
Listen,
have them parked, or if they are supposed to have them, who they have driving them.
Right. Well, I can go on record.
Yeah, no, good point. Good point.
I have a friend, I'll tell you, and probably when I say this and I mention this, the Homeboy Network would light up across everybody who's listening right now. But my generation has a friend that totaled 3 government cars, and he still works for government to this day.
The person.
And he got 3 on his belt.
Three cars, and they still let him drive?
And not police either. Because, you know, the police do, they say the damage. You're going to back Oaksfield, you see them all day. I'm going to go, no, I talk about regular red plate. Brookerdam, bam, 3 for 3.
Naughty, do you remember when Ingram was trying to put a stop to all of that? And you remember the hatred that he got from the persons for that?
Man, what? I
he
remember.
Was the only one that tried.
Listen, no, government vehicle always been a hard commodity. Because I remember one time when Leslie Miller was in charge of BPL.
Chairman of BPL.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was supposed to bring him fishing. Otherwise, no head out there. But he had them red car. He said, "You see that car which you're driving every weekend? Park it in the yard 5 o'clock. You'll be catching bus. They'll call you the Ankle Express." He had that fish 2 hours later. Because they love their government vehicle. They love them government plates.
Yep. Yeah, so I think that's something, once this case is done with, we need to bring a serious awareness to that.
We need to have government vehicles parked up on the weekend at 5 o'clock unless for special circumstances or work vehicles that need to go out. But your everyday running up and down vehicles, they need to park.
Yes, they do.
They are on dime. We got
to
pay for
that. That's something we need to seriously look at. That's a serious thing because remember now, the murder that happened on Palima Street, the camera caught a red plate doing that murder.
Yep, I mean, the stuff is out there. And exactly. That was in the dailies as well, too. So we got to keep an eye on it. I think that we need strong reform and have those vehicles parked up for multiple reasons. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the text line. Good afternoon. Your caller is right. I remember the head plate. I asked someone in the know, and they said that certain people have weekend privileges, so don't ruffle no feathers.
Oh, okay.
Good day, Naughty and Mary Jane. It's good to know you're on today. Welcome. The government is not fair. Why did Mr. Bannister get fired and lock up allegedly involved in those killings? And the CDU chief is not locked up and fired and put on leave with full pay. What's really going on? It makes you ask questions. Naughty, that's a joke. I saw a government vehicle with a red plate parked up on Goodman's Bay at 2 a.m.
Oh,
and
no.
It was moving.
Oh,
anyhow.
You know what? I'm not even touching that one.
Don't you know the government cars are now involved in murders and seen on the CCTV? All right, we'll let it go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock because I see y'all got some hot topics and we'll continue to talk and then we'll get into sports. All right, so keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, August 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Cuban Willie's immigration numerology report coming up, brought to you by the Island Game. Don't touch it.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
KFC Bucket Meals, now with larger, large sides. Make your wallet happier with a KFC Family Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, family fries, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4. A KFC Deluxe Bucket with 10 pieces of delicious chicken, 2 larger sides, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4 to 6. Or a KFC Party Bucket with 15 pieces of our chicken, 3 larger sides, and 6 biscuits that feeds 6. And we'll handle the dishes, plates and utensils included, so you can lick your fingers in peace. KFC knows value, and it's finger looking good.
The meeting is called to order.
Josh will now provide us with the financial update. Josh.
A power outage now? Shucks.
Power outages are often unpredictable. Be prepared and power up your home with financing from CIBC Caribbean. We offer up to 100% financing on renewable energy systems for your home. Conditions apply. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/renewable energy loans for more information and to apply online.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy 4, get 1 free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cut polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy 4 school shirts, get 1 free. Buy 2 skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back to school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back to school special. Restrictions apply.
Tell them all I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie, one more time with my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today is Wednesday, baby. And I have the 3 ball for you, the 3 pelotas. 9, 2, 8. 9, 2, 8. That's your 3 ball for today. Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Menace Live, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. That you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along.
Rib, I gotcha. On the Wednesday, August 28th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty along with Mary Jane in the company right up until 6 p.m. And I know Pearly should be zooming in short order if he hasn't zoomed in already. So keep an eye out for the Pearl. And we'll wrap up a few things from the first hour, then we'll get into sports. A couple of texts here, boy, I tell you. Naughty. Remember, and MJ, remember when they called Ingram the delivery boy? Ingram used that as a campaign slogan. I agree with Muff Roa. Pinthard should send out a call to Eleuther, Anderson, Abaco, and I hear some parts of Nassau. Help and hope is on the way. Your water boy is here. Boy, text to somebody, you need to run down to headquarters on Mackey Street and have that copy written and tell them, okay, you got the campaign slogan.
I have a feeling Bahamians are going to have fun with this for the, you know, next couple of days, but all in all, I think it is kind of like a big distraction, you know? We got so many things to deal with, and they talking about who taking what from whom. Mind you, ain't nobody telling us, you know, who their major benefactors are. That's not a part of the conversation. So I don't even...
You know, the PM is only mad with the Grand Bahama Port Authority because Jack Hayward's grandson is not paying him any attention. Jack Hayward had treated the PM very well.
You know, I saw...
Are you thinking the PM needs a hug from the Grand Bahama Port Authority? Is that what it is? You need a hug? Is that... I mean, let me know what you all think. It's not like he need a hug. Hey, Naughty and MJ, Brave is the traveling boy. If Pintard is the water boy.
Oh, can we talk about the boy, though? It's starting to sound a little bit crazy, right? Like,
next we're going to be doing, Tarzan boy.
I know, right?
No, that's enough.
Yeah, I think it's starting to sound a little crazy.
Oh, we got Pearly?
With the boys.
Hey, Pearlissimo, what's going on, Pearly?
Hanging out with the water boy.
Now, Pearly, you have a great appreciation for it. When I saw that, the first thing this morning, we'll get into sports in a second. When I saw that headline, you know where my mind ran, right? Straight to Adam Sandler, straight to Bobby Boucher. I mean, come on.
What is the name of the movie? I could not remember the name of the movie.
The Water Boy.
It's literally called The Water Boy.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
With Bobby Boucher.
Yes.
And it's crazy because The Water Boy, I mean, The Water Boy is a strong character, you know. The Water Boy was no wimp. The Water Boy was like knocking people down.
Bobby Boucher used to lay right people out. He was very quiet until you messed with Bobby. And if you said the wrong thing to Bobby, Bobby was big on water.
He loved
water.
And
then they told Bobby Gatorade tastes better than water.
And he liked to kill them for that.
Bobby likes to half kill them. You got the clip, Mr. Producer? He lining up right now. And his coach motivated him.
I saw a clip from his press conference saying the only water boy is his water boy for the people in Lucha who can't get water from the government.
Yeah.
You've been talking to Muffy. Muff had that all out there today, boy. Muff was all over. Maybe they need water on E Street in front of a certain eatery because it is leaking.
Right. Yeah, the pipe keep bursting.
But that ain't my kind of chicken, so I don't say what kind of eatery it is. Anyway, let's get to the clip of Bobby Boucher. And this is when his coach motivated him and said, listen, go in there and take it to the opponent. Remember, Gatorade tastes better than water. And see what happened. Oh, which one? Oh, never mind. We'll get to it in a second then. Better just set up a big crescendo and drop the ball. That's a great segue for football
like
season.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
No, but at the end of the day, though, there's nothing like, quote unquote, getting the general population behind an underdog, a la Rocky Balboa, a la Bobby Boucher, a la Rudy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's the truth. And nobody like, you know, you make sport of somebody, it comes back sometimes to bite you.
But you really got to know your politics and know you don't call people names. The last time somebody gave a person a name, he ended up beating them in the election. The delivery boy.
Callers mentioned that.
And how ironic it is that it ties in now in 2024 that the water boy comes up and water is such a big issue in this country. The Texas blowing up. That's a great campaign slogan. He's the water boy. Help, hope, and water is on the way.
I love it.
I'm telling you, you know, you could call it the H2O campaign.
You need to like get paid for these ideas.
And anyhow, let's get to the clip, man. Let's hear Bobby reacting to Gatorade is better than water.
Bobby, water sucks. Gatorade is better.
What?
Use it on the field.
Gatorade not only quenches your thirst better, it tastes better too, idiot.
You're drinking the wrong water.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks.
No,
it really, really sucks.
You don't mean it. You're bad people.
And that is when Bobby killed the opposition's quarterback.
I never knew water could be such a motivating factor, but apparently so.
You know, but that chorus they were singing right there, water sucks, Water sucks. That sounds like what the PRP saying to like a Lutheran. All, hey, it sucks. You don't need it. We won't give it to you. They give you Gatorade.
You done? Are you done?
Yeah, I got to rein it back in. Yeah. You know, I get, you
please
know,
pull
I,
it
you
back
know
in.
Adam Sandler jinxes me that
pull
to
it,
go
pull
full
it back
blown
in.
Comedian. So,
yeah.
So, Pearly, what are you, a fan of water or Gatorade?
Water, water.
Okay, we're all on board the water wagon today, then, I guess. I think it would be right now, though. Yeah. And my last push, and we can talk about something else. Aquapure. Y'all should reach out and get on board with Pintard now. The Water Boy Tour. The Water Boy Campaign.
You just don't
and
stop
and say
it.
That you sponsored him because he's the water boy.
Oh my God.
It's totally transparent, crystal clear, just like the Aquapure water you provide.
Oh, okay.
And I expect you all to sponsor this show after that plug next week.
That's actually,
call Janet
that
Lees.
Actually was pretty good, you know. That was pretty good.
All right. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. The red plates abuse are overwhelming in the Bahamas. The beach, drinks at the bar, etc. So park those red plates and save the treasury funds. From Grand Bahama, we are listening.
Hmm.
Pearly, what's your take on government vehicles
being
out?
What can we do about this red plate situation that people are not bringing to the forefront, Pearly? What do you think?
Say that one more time. We should do what?
There are some people, some texters are just, you know, bringing it to our attention that they feel some people are abusing their red plates. They have them, but where you say it was naughty on the beach?
On Goodman's Bay at 2 in the morning.
Bay at 2 in the
bars,
morning.
They've allegedly been involved in murders.
Yeah, well... Wow.
I have mixed emotions about the red plates.
Yeah.
Because I personally believe that when you look at a director, let's say, I'm just using this as an example.
Okay.
What the salary a government director makes is mm-hmm. way lower than what a salary of a private sector director makes. So,
that's a perk.
Them, mm-hmm. The perk, that's the perk.
This
giving
is a
them
perk.
A car and gas and stuff is a perk. But mm-hmm. you shouldn't be 2 o'clock in the morning
on the beach.
On the beach.
Rocking so and knocking.
And you shouldn't have blood stains in the back. Anyway, you shouldn't be doing them kind of things in the car.
And you shouldn't be caught on CCTV red plates leaving the alleged murder scene.
Or you shouldn't be parking the red plates in a handicap parking spot.
Yeah.
But in terms of having the car for some personal use to go to the food store, to go to the wash house, to go to church, I don't have a problem with that because that is a perk. They don't make
what about those directors that have that in as a perk, but what about line staff? Shouldn't they return their vehicles by 5 p.m. on Friday?
I mean, I guess.
Only certain level a line staff will have a car. A certain level of government will have a car. So if you see a line staff taking a car home after that day, if they don't have a certain position, then they're not supposed to be taking the car home.
I guess the government cars, I mean, does insurance cover people using it for their personal use? I guess at the end of the day, if it does, then, you know.
If they still do it, like I remember they do it, the uh-huh. cars are assigned. It's not necessarily individual.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh,
Pearly,
so insurance.
Car would be signed to Pearly. Pearly signs
okay.
for the car. Pearly's responsible for the car.
Right.
If Pearly stopped working for government, he returns the car.
But if it's in an accident or something like that, like, that's covered.
Insurance
right?
covers that. Insurance covers
okay.
that.
Okay. Pearly, I got to read this text, right? But you pretty much know who sent this in. Text say, jumps right to the point and say, Pearly is a real fan of those waffles. Tell, ask Pearly what his favorite waffle is, because he's really waffling by this red plate right
tell
now.
Tell him, he said, let his hair go.
And he said, he know why he waffling.
Pearly said, Lego his ego.
Hey, listen, now, hey, that was when he was small, though. Man, listen, that was great commercials on Saturday. They used to have Lego my ego and honeycombs. You remember honeycombs? Honeycombs,
yeah.
Big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big, big, big.
And actually, you remember the life commercial? What's this stuff? Some cereals was be good for you.
Give it to Mikey. Mikey likes it.
Right.
Let's get Mikey. He liked it. Yeah.
Mikey. And guess what? They killed poor Mikey so many times when I was a child. Mikey got run over by a tractor when his parents were building a pool using the commercial money that they stole from him. Mikey got electrocuted. Mikey got run over by a car. Mikey was on a bicycle, got hit by the train on the train track. The other day, I see
Mikey
a picture of Mikey. Lucky. Mikey was like 84.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I say, you still got life. Hey, Mikey. But I'm pumped.
That was a long way to get to that,
I'm
right?
I'm here all year. Try the conk.
Uh-huh. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, but let's take this break. All right, we'll take the quick break. The first break, flip side of the break. When we get back, we'll go completely into sports. We'll be talking sports. MJ's in studio. Pearlie will be zooming in. We got the local and the international corner boy.
Yep. 1 week and one day.
This is a good time now. Baseball playoffs heating up. Football there. Certain Sundays in a couple of weeks, you can check the pennant races and the second or third week of the season. Isn't it a good thing, Pearlie?
It's really good. It's really, really good.
That's why you know God is a football fan.
Yes.
You know? He told you to rest on Sunday so you could watch sports. There's a hole in the cowboy roof of the stadium so God could look down and watch his team play on Sunday. That's how much God loves football. Let's get to the break.
Let's get to the break, please.
How about them Cowboys?
Gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Plenty Plan. Island game, keep you winning. Percy's Plenty Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Plenty Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Plenty Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Why can't treat day be every day? Get the new KFC Value Box for only $9.95. Pack in cheesy mashed potatoes, 3 100% real white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a delicious dessert biscuit, and an ice cold 16-ounce soda. Name a crunchier deal. You can't. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-Whirl backpack and lunch containers, too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun, and I say the world, but there in some people world, you never shine.
Flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. I've been gone too long, and I'm hoping that you sing my song. My song. I've been on way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you. You called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, August 28th edition of Talking Heads. And we got to, you know, talk local sports scene right now. Pearlie, a lot of people still up in arms about that under 20 team. I see some good results and I see some not so good results.
I see Junior make it to the finals of 100 meters.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that's it. Brown finishes 19th overall in the boys' 100 meter. Other athletes failed to advance. Action continues today. Carlos Brown finished 19th overall in the boys' 100 meters at the 20th World Athletics Under 20 Championships. This in Lima, Peru. I think he's still running the 200. But yeah, other athletes failed to advance. So was this a rushed team? Was this thrown together last minute, or had they been doing their due diligence to training and so on and so forth?
I don't know. Maybe they got who was available. You don't know who had injuries, who was available,
right?
Who qualified? Who had the qualifying times? Is a lot. And see, that's from the association.
But that's my point. And how
was this team big? Because so many times they would just do this, and teams would go and nobody ever questioned it like that. So probably that's the issue.
Mm.
My thing about it is, on the heels of the Olympic letdown, now we have this, and it seems like it's another letdown. What's going on with the direction and the leadership of Team Bahamas when it comes to track and field?
Well, let's see what happens. You know, people get in these positions and they hold them for so long. Maybe it's time for some kind of changes. Fresh blood, you know, different viewers, you know.
I got a couple of texts with the same sentiment right there. You know, it's time for a shakeup.
You know.
So we'll see. I mean, yeah, I think we need to do something because we seem to be in the doldrums. But that was why I always was a major advocate of restocking the cabinet in advance. Identifying young talented athletes, train them, and let them go ahead of time and compete, even if they got beat early on. It's okay to get beat at 16 and 17, because when you're 19 and 20, that's when you lay in the smackdown. That's when you know. But I don't think we looked at that. And I think we've gone awry since then. And because you can't have a 20-year run and expect for it to keep happening that you're going to medal. It was a great run. Can we do it again? Yes. Can we produce athletes again? Yes. But how do we do it moving forward? Do we do it the right way or the wrong way? And look at it. The right way is meddling for 20 years. And the wrong way...
You're talking World Athletics.
Yeah.
Specifically, 20 years.
When we look back over 20 years worth of Olympics, we had medals.
Well, 36.
It's 36. I apologize.
Right.
36. So you're spoiled. But you have to replenish.
Yeah.
And you have to reinvent. Yeah. And you have to say, you know what? Oh, sprinters are terrible this go round, but we got some great quarter milers. We got some great, 800, 1200. Let's focus on them while we build up.
We got some great javelin throwers.
While we build up the sprints again. Okay, the sprints are strong now. Let's keep it balanced.
We had three world-class high jumpers.
Correct. And we got somebody right now, finally, that's actually doing the decathlon that we've never had before.
Yes. That was good.
And finished 13th.
Which is awesome.
Okay.
So, you know the question I have to ask? Where are we at with this subvention program? Who's getting these subventions? What's the qualification? That's a question I'm asking now.
That is a good question.
All right.
I wish I knew.
Texas, we on the sports now. But I will get these two, I bear with, because this one is kind of important. Naughty, I know you're going into your sports segment, but I need you to put Marathon on Blast, or the MP for Marathon on Blast. Whatever company they gave the contract to collect garbage in the Marathon area, garbage has not been collected in the Highbury Park area for 10 days now. It's piling up, spilling into the road, and there are vermin.
Listen to me, Naughty. Whoever is collecting garbage on this island, whoever is managing that, she needs to be fired, because there's a lousy job of garbage collection going on in this country. I've been being and moaning about this for months. I used to send pictures and carry on because they don't come. And I tell them, I can understand you ain't coming in Seabreeze when people got a nice house and got the garbage in a little section with clothes off with a gate. But I say, over the hill, you got plenty four-legged people who don't have no place to live, and they'd be walking around, jumping in your garbage and kicking it over.
Yes.
But the garbage collection is terrible in this country. There's no discipline. And yeah, I said it. There's no discipline to it, and we got to do a better job, because some of them making $30,000, $40,000 a month to collect garbage and not doing it properly.
And Marathon, look, I'm glad you out of disabled parking. I appreciate that. Don't do that no more. But for God's sake, check on your constituents. Garbage collection is now an issue. So that's two things.
It is.
Stay out of the disabled block. Make sure the collection in Marathon is done.
And that's how we control the rodents too. You know, I was driving out east the other day and like I saw a dead rat in the road, almost the size of a cat.
You mean a crat? Yeah. That's what that
right.
was.
And I know
half cat, half rat.
Like your dad, Naughty, always said, once you see cars killing rats, you know you have a problem. Like he says, you know you have a problem when it's at the point that they're getting run over by cars. So, yeah, we need to get on top of this. And if they're getting big contracts, come on.
You know, my thing is the potholes in the road. And, I don't mean to do this in the spots, but I said this. I complained about a crater, not a pothole, a crater on Bay Lily Drive just before you get to Seabreeze Lane. And happy to know that they did patch that. But you could have drive right around the corner to Joe Farnan Road and finished patching them holes around there.
So half the job was done then. I mean, a little bit better.
I'm happy you patched that crater because there was a red cone in it, and I really believe that red cone sunk all the way down to China. That's how deep that was.
I just
but the bottom line is, patch the holes. They should. I told them.
We got Pearly, or he muted himself again. Unmute yourself, Pearly.
Patch holes.
But wrapping up, the local scene, you know, Jean-Claude Jones and the Liberty, they knocked off the Mercury last night, 84-70. They still look like the number one contender for that WNBA title.
And the first team to clinch.
Let's Swim Bahamas expands its reach. The Let's Swim Bahamas program has made significant strides in reaching more students, shown from in the photograph. Amanda Martinez, Andy Knowles, Nancy Knowles, along with Tony Smith. So, you know, they're doing a great job, and I commend them. I got to get them on the show.
That is
and,
good
and
stuff.
And talk more, because I firmly
believe...
The whole
project is really, really good.
Every Bahamian needs to know how to swim. From you come out, from you born, till they put you in the ground, you need to know how to swim. Because we're surrounded by water. We should take in the beauty and the benefits of all that our ocean has to offer us.
I always tell people, you better not swim. This island might sink one day and you can't swim, me in problems. But yeah. I always tell people, they tease me. You say I went to bougie school, but guess what? Went to Zavis, and all of us who went to Zavis know how to swim.
I don't think the Bahamas will ever sink because our prime minister is a champion of climate change. Remember
See,
that.
You're trying to get me to say some things I don't want to say right now.
Yeah, anyway.
We're talking sports.
Yeah, the swimming is good, Earl. Pearly, that does make, it is a great program, I think, you know? And I'm like, I don't know how old I learned to swim at 13. Like, that's crazy.
I learned to swim in kindergarten. We went to swimming lessons in kindergarten. That was 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, well, Pearly, you were one of the lucky ones. But more Bahamians do need to learn to swim. And I think that's why I applaud, you know, all of the efforts to make this thing successful.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I definitely am on board. You know, I know Andy and Nancy a long time. And they know me. We had the Barracuda CB battles from then. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And I won my share high trophies. Hit some national teams. But listen, outside of just competitive swimming, which I think should be pushed even more in this country, rejuvenate water polo, we need to know how to swim. Just basic know how to swim.
I hate
seeing, you know, tragedies in the summer of drownings. They can be avoided. Yeah. Let's try to avoid them.
Absolutely. And I have a feeling, I don't know why, I don't even know why I have this thought, but I just have this feeling that if we did the same thing in swimming as we did with track and field, like put a lot of focus on it, we would have like so many, more than we have now, like world-class swimmers. And I feel like that's the direction that we're moving in. So just the continued push for it, I think is a really good thing. Because Bahamians are, once we get used to something and we do it, and we have more, you know, youngsters doing it, then you'll start to see all of that talent emerge on the world stage.
All right, we got a segue now, Pearly, into who's in and who's out of the, you know, home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Don't forget, it's Wednesday. Happy hour at Naughty Johnny's from 5 to 7. Be sure to check them out. And Tropical Gyros, as we slide into who's in and who's out. You got the flagship store over there on Mackey, open until 6. R&D in the West, open until 8. Prince Charles, open until 8. And they're doing big things in Grand Bahama. Especially during football season, you can get your Tropical Gyro on and watch the games. Mm. I'll tell you more about that.
Full disclosure. I had my full pork salad today. Full disclosure.
How was it?
I'm jealous.
To die for. God, I love it. I know, right?
Hold on. R&D open until 8. Are you right around the corner?
That's
we can
true.
Dash him and make it off.
Chicken. Oh, my God. That is so good.
I love it.
Pick up the chef, call me and the crew. And Chef, no, I can big him up now because in a couple of weeks when football starts, we get into that Dolphin Cowboy. You know how it is, Pearly. You know how it is.
They take a little long to serve me today, and I went to Rao, and the lady said, you can't run because I like the color shirt you're wearing.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere,
yeah,
yeah.
All right, here are six early breakout candidates from the 2024 NFL preseason. Some names you should watch that might be blowing up, doing big things all season long. New names and young players on the scene. First one is Dyami Brown from the Washington Commanders, wide receiver. Came out of North Carolina a couple of years ago. Didn't get into the rotation like that. Obviously, you know the coaching situation in Washington. He has exploded this offseason. And he's a good number two option. Very good number two option to Terry McLaurin. So now there's a reason why Jahan Dotson was traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. And the reason's name is Dyami Brown.
Okay.
Speedster. All right? So he's been doing his thing. Got a couple of grabs in the preseason. You know, one in particular, a very nice 42-yard snag. So look for him. Another one. Running back slash wide receiver slash jack of all trades. Velus Jones Jr. in Chicago with the Bears.
Yeah, I've been hearing some stuff about him.
Now, when he came in as a wide receiver out of Tennessee, pretty underwhelming. He only had 11 catches for 127 yards and one touchdown during his first two seasons. However, when they moved him to running back, he's been, you know, significantly better. In fact, he had 154 rushing yards and on 17 carries in 2022 and 2023. So now that...
Debo 2.0?
Right. So now I think they're going to bring him in, and he's going to be all over the field. Gadget guy. But that works in Chicago with that offense with Caleb Williams, rookie quarterback. You got a running back coming out of the backfield that has experience and good hands as a wide receiver. But running back speed, you got some things to work. That's what they're going to use Deuce Vaughn in Dallas, a third-round back. Austin Eckler is going to be another one, assistant in Washington, too, with a rookie quarterback. He's going to be their running back. But, you know, Eckler catches a ton of balls out of the backfield.
Yes, he sure does.
So I think Velus Jones is like a younger version of Austin Eckler, and I think he's going to be used well in Chicago. And Chicago hit the jackpot because on the defensive side, they got Austin Booker. And Austin Booker came out of Kansas, and nobody saw him coming. But he had three sacks in the preseason. So they got a young stud on the defensive line.
Some people are picking Chicago to win that division. Somebody said, can I don't know if they can, but some
well,
people
what am I going to tell you, Pearly? Sometimes when you play a last place schedule, you're set up for success the next year with
That's
a weak
true.
Schedule.
Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks. They traded away Darrell Taylor to the Chicago Bears. And that's because Derek Hall, their linebacker, is set to be a breakout candidate. All right, he didn't get too much shine as a rookie. But now he's ready to go. They placed him in the starter's position in Seattle, and then they look for him to explode. So look big things for him as well. And another name in Indianapolis, you got on the defensive side of the football, you got Nick Cross. He's a safety. And, of course, Chris Abrams Drain as well. You got to keep an eye out for him, too.
Okay.
So these are some names that are not just going to make plays. You're going to see them consistently make plays at the cornerback position, wide receiver position. These are names you're going to see moving forward for years to come. And in some of these cases, on the offensive side, you should look at drafting some of them for your fantasy team. Speaking of signing, the Dallas Cowboys have signed Dalvin Cook. So now the backfield is like the two old dudes in the Muppets, but him and Ezekiel just sitting out of the balcony. Just
why you gotta talk about? Why you gotta diss Zeke? Come on,
Zeke, all right with me, but the Zeke I know and the Zeke what we got is the Zeke that need to live.
Yeah. You never know. I mean, you know, there must be something that the coaching staff saw in him to make that decision. Right?
I don't think they're done with this.
So we get to get him.
No,
I think that could be it too.
I think they might want to make a trade post training camp. But I think they needed another back in there. And he's a veteran back. He's cheap. Hey, if he's got anything left, there's some upside right there. You know what I mean?
Speaking of old guys who may have something left. So the Steelers decided Russell Wilson is their guy. He's their man.
That was the worst kept secret. Me and Pearly are so disappointed. We actually thought Justin Fields had a shot at that job. Mike Tomlin. I don't want to play poker with him.
Come on.
He, and look, I will call you a liar, Mike Tomlin. You lied to us.
Justin Fields will be week three starter, maybe week four the latest.
Because the team is behind Fields, but the coaching staff is behind Wilson, and that's where you have a problem.
So Russell has about now, 2 weeks.
The thing about it is, you got to look at the pedigree. You got to look at the experience that Russell brings to the table. However, Justin Fields has not been consistent. It's too many peaks and valleys. Too many peaks and valleys in his play all off season, all through training camp. One minute he looks like the man who should be starting, and the next minute he looks like he shouldn't even be on the team. So he still had some work to do. But I think unless Russell really plays well in week one, two, and three, he's gone.
Okay.
You think they're going to keep a short leash on him?
The losing, and if they be 0-3, you'll see some changes.
Mm. All right, Pretty, let's get into the picks. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And that is your spot to bet everything all football season long. Be sure to check them out. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Check out the sports book. Check out all the plays to win. The money line bets, the parlay bets, a ton of ways. You got teasers as well. You got prop bets. Be sure to check all of that out. In the WNBA, we got four big games, Purdy. Five big games. That's what we're picking tonight. WNBA. And once we do that, we get to the break because the final 15 today is Rich Eisen taking us home. And Rich is breaking down the whole CeeDee Lamb situation in Dallas and what it makes now for the rest of the market when it comes to signing your top-notch wide receiver.
Before we get to the picks, I'm really that umpire that called the Dodgers game last night, I never seen a strike zone so wide in my entire life. They did last night. I swear he had the ball, at least a ball's length off the plate was better strike zone on both sides.
You all lost, right?
3-2. He took us out of
the... I thought Joe was supposed to help us with Baltimore on my bike.
Yeah, but Baltimore called the umpire to help them.
You must be lying, but you're Dodgers. You're probably no good, but...
That's probably one of the worst. I'm not complaining. One of the worst that happens. That's baseball, so we lost that one.
All right, so let's check out these games tonight, Pearly. And like I said, Rich Eisen breaking down, you know, the ramifications of CeeDee Lamb's new contract to wide receivers around the league, as well as what it means for Dak Prescott. Is a deal waiting in the wings for Dak Prescott in the next couple of weeks, or is that going to be revisited at the end of the year? All right, but right now, let's check out them WNBA games for tonight. You got the Connecticut Sun and Indiana Fever. Sun -4 on the road against the Fever. You know Caitlin Clark going to get some home cooking, but I still like the Connecticut Sun. I think they're the better team.
No, they sound far better team. I'm
going to play it safe, and I'm going to go with the money line.
I bet you.
You got the Chicago Sky at home against the Washington Mystics. Sky, two and a half point underdogs.
I'm going to take the Sky and the points. I'll bet on the Sky twice. I'll take them in the points and the money line.
You can't take them on the points and the money line. You can only take one.
That's too bad. I can put two bets in.
A singles, but you can't parlay a money line and points.
I think he's saying two separate bets, right, Burley?
If you do the points, then you can do the over or under. If you do the money line, you can do the over and under, but you can't do the points and the money line at the same time.
All right, I'm taking the Sky in points.
There you go. You got the Atlanta Dream, 8.5-point dogs on the road against the Seattle Storm at home. I like the Storm at home, maybe not to cover the 8.5, but I like them to win.
Yeah, I'll take them to win.
Minnesota Lynx, 4.5-point favorites on the road against the Phoenix Mercury. I like the Lynx to get it done. It's playoff positioning time. Something wrong in Phoenix. I like the Minnesota Lynx to get it done.
I'll take the Lynx and the points.
New York Liberty on the road against LA Sparks. Liberty 13.5-point favorites. I think they get it done, but I don't think by 13.5.
Dude, that 13.5-point is a lot.
Could be a letdown game in this.
No,
where they win, but they don't play a good game. They play to the level of that competition.
You know what? I'm going to go contrary to you, and I'm going to take the points.
Well, I'm going to go to take the money line, and I'm going to win.
Okay.
There you go. That's your wrap right there, Pearly. You're in tomorrow. You got any special guests tomorrow?
I'm supposed to have a guest. I'll confirm them today. You know, we can talk about water, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Speaking of water. Because we've been talking about it so much today, we're going to leave you guys with this song that I love water, you know. I love water. I really do. Here's Tyler with Water. We're going to wrap things up now. Of course, you have Rich Eisen after the break.
Correct.
So we got to get out of here. You guys have been listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, Pearly, and yours truly, MJ. Have a great afternoon.
I'm a bee. In a dangerous mood, can you match my timing? Telling me
talk is cheap. So show me that you understand I like it. Can you blow my mind? Set off my whole body. If I give you my time, can you snatch my soul from it? I don't wanna wait. I'm taking, take me where I ain't been before. Can you blow my mind?
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good night or brunch on Saturday and Sunday only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Nassau, get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruiseport on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to TicketBoxEvents.com or go to the Nassau Cruiseport box office located in the Junkanoo Museum. Joining Eddie on stage, Fran Sean, Gino D, Iris Store, and Tingham. An evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruiseport, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's a sign, and a sign for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
I feel, you know, like I've got to explain why. Because so many shows just do it just to do it. And that's starting to show at the Dallas Cowboys. But there really is a lot of news involving it. And I know, how about them Cowboys? We're America's team.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Because it's the same thing with Mike's, you know, the other place of business with their Schmecky America's Game of the Week. Like, there's no other games in America. It's just, you know what I mean? Like everyone else's games has nothing to do with America. But let's call it America's Game of the Week.
America's Game of the Week.
You know what I mean? Like everything's got a plus. We're plussing everything up. Plus, you know? Yeah. There's no apps like, you know, NFL minus. So no. You see what I'm saying? So we're just,
I'm not buying that.
Anybody looks at us and says, you're just like the rest of us. You can't have it.
What do you mean you don't like being it? That's what we do.
But
Yeah, it's not what you do.
Well, I mean, honestly, there are other popular teams out there. Steelers fans are everywhere. Yeah. Packers fans are everywhere. My pen is flipping up in the air because I'm pounding the table.
Jets fans are everywhere.
Nah, not as much. Niners fans are everywhere. Niners fans are everywhere. Patriots fans, Fitz and Sully's are everywhere.
I've been on record saying this multiple times.
At any rate, the reason why we're starting with this is CeeDee Lamb got signed yesterday or the other day, and he spoke with the media yesterday.
Yeah.
And there are, and we've seen this movie over and over and over, where the Cowboys have an insanely talented player, it's time for that player to get paid, and then there's some sort of standoff that really
shouldn't be
because the Cowboys should have acted way before anybody else got signed, so the price goes up, and the Joneses are basically sitting there holding their breath, and they're trying to negotiate with this guy, even though they don't have much of a hammer, and everybody knows they're going to sign him anyway, and they wind up signing him to more money than they really had to if they had acted before, and there's different stages of it. We've seen it before. With Emmett, we've seen it with Zeke, we've seen it with Dak once before, it's happening with Dak again, and we just saw it with CeeDee Lamb, it's going to happen with Micah Parsons too, just to name a few. And so what stage are we in right now with CeeDee Lamb? We're in the laughing about it stage because it's all over. That's what we're in right now.
There is less pie.
CeeDee Lamb was asked yesterday, where were you when you found out you're now the second highest paid wide receiver in the National Football League?
Where were you when you got the word when you sleep? Well, I mean, where were you?
No. I was up. I was literally in the living room talking to my guys. I had my homeboys with me. We were just chatting. Then my agent FaceTimed me. It was actually kind of, it's kind of crazy because he hit me with yeah, man, this is going south, da 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 da. I'm like, what do you mean it's going south? Like, you know, it's time. Like, and then he hit me with, yeah, they're only going to try to pay you 34 a year. You know, I'm like, well, where do I sign?
So listen, we're also in another phase here.
I like that.
We're in another phase here. That is funny. But again, it just feels like it's we've seen the movie before. Here's the other stage, which is the boy that sucked stage, going through the mental hurdles that you had to jump over, going through a process where you're being grinded. And this is the business part of it, but the review of the mental anguish portion of it.
This whole process was very crazy for me, as we all know. Very bittersweet. Enjoyed it all. Obviously had plenty of times to, you know, revamp myself, physically become more prepared for the season. Granted, I wish I would have had a camp, but it's okay though. It'll work out in the back end. But very excited for the moment. Cherish every bit of it. Shout out my agent. I'm grateful for the whole opportunity. Going back and forth, the phone calls with him. Obviously thanking God every morning. Get the chance to wake up and do what I do. But yeah, man, it was surreal. Loved it. Here we are.
Did you doubt that it would get done?
Nah, I had no doubt. I had no doubt one bit. But I will say I was getting impatient.
Okay.
Because he wants the ball. Oh, yes, because that's the third and final stage. Oh. Which is the coming to grips with the man that signs the check. It's a business relationship. And it's time to ball because you're now through it. That's the final, that's like kind of the last stage of this whole process that the Joneses go through with their best players. Hit it.
What was your interaction with Jerry when you signed the deal?
Obviously, we had a businessman conversation. You just had to clear the room, everything is behind us. I'm not worried about nothing. We got what we needed to get done, and now it's time for me to go ball.
Time for me to go ball.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, because he's good at the balling of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's good at the footballing. He's good at the catching. Footballing. He's good at the leading. He's good at he's good at everything.
Good at the touchdowns.
Yeah, yep.
Yards.
So where's Dak right now in all this? Dak is in the it's still serious phase. Dak is in the standoff with Jerry Jones phase, and it sure looks like he's in the Jerry negotiating through the media stage. That's where it appears Dak is at right now. Jerry Jones telling Clarence Hill Jr., Cowboys insider, about the Dak deal. We just don't need to get it done before the season because it's in all of our interest, Dak and everybody, to have a great season. As a matter of fact, that's probably not realistic to think before the season. But my thought sitting here is we'll have Dak, meaning after this season. But all I'm going to say is this, it's not done yet. Now then, before we get to this part, we'll take this one at a time if you don't mind, Mike Hoskins. Let's take this one at a time. It's not done yet. Does that mean between Dak and the Cowboys after this season? Because you have to, you know, we're not seeing it, we're hearing it. Because Jerry sometimes talks elliptically. It's not done yet. Does that mean he's saying that after, you know, Dak's going to be here beyond this season? Not done yet between the two of us, even if there is no contract, or it's not done yet talking about a contract this year? Because right now he's saying, we don't have to do it. It's not realistic to do it. This is a midnight, 5 minutes after midnight league. So this could literally be done 5 minutes after midnight Cleveland time, the night before the Cowboys and Browns open up the season. This could be done 5 minutes before kickoff of that game. Actually, technically it could be done even during the season, but this usually is the stuff like we're going to not deal with it during the season. Because Dak doesn't have to. Takes two to tango. Dak can actually walk. I mean, we've been through this before. Dak has the hammer. You can't franchise him. You can't trade him without his consent. He's not going anywhere. If you let him hit the field in Cleveland without a new deal, he will hit free agency and he will hit it big. And we had Andrew Whitworth here yesterday saying the all-in aspect of this is that if you see Dak and you see he does everything right and you're a leader in the locker room and you see he's leading in the locker room and you see he does absolutely everything right, professionally, personally, all of that, and he's not getting his, that leaves a large churn in your locker room of people wondering, well, how does one get paid around here? Even though they can also point, we paid CD. Now then, it's further. Jerry said this, adding this, just so we're clear, we can win with Dak. I'm looking at having less supporting cast around him than he's had any time in his career. He's going to have to make up for that and some because we haven't gotten to the games we want to be playing in, and he's going to have to do it in the future with less of a supporting cast. That's what I'm fighting for. What does that mean? Let's take that piece. You're looking at me like you don't know what that means.
I'm thinking about it from the Dak perspective. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to be there if I'm going to have less of a supporting cast?
Well, I'm looking at it from the Jones perspective as well. And that seems to me, if I may, to say, hey, do you want what you're asking for? And that we haven't agreed to yet because I think it's too high? Well, you're going to have less of a supporting cast around you. That one's on you. Where's the hometown discount? You want to go above X? That's above market value. We're not pushing that because I could see what CD costs and I could see what Micah costs. And if you want a supporting cast around you that I can pay, well, why don't you call TB12 and see what he did all those years for New England?
Yep. Different era. That's a JP. That's a Jones problem. That is not a DP.
And in case you're wondering if I may be off on this or not, whether Jerry's sending messages. Look at this last piece of sound.